us the spirit of wisdom, that we may be able to apply this knowledge to our lives and to the lives of others, and to be able to practically experience the benefit of this knowledge. Oh God, we bind the spirit of distraction. I curse the spirit that would encourage men to sleep and to be slouchful and to not be alert. Father, I pray that what Jesus prayed would come to pass, that those that have ears to hear will hear, and that we will be changed, not just challenged. I transfer, oh God, the credit to you for everything that's about to happen. And thank you for the privilege of serving this great people that you've raised up. Wonderful men and women of God. Kingdom citizens with a criteria of excellence. Thank you for serving them, Lord. And I bless you. I pray that each one of them would tap into the abilities that are still trapped inside. Help us not to be satisfied with what we have been doing, but to pursue and break out of our success and go beyond what we've already accomplished, and dream with you and travel with you beyond the barriers of experience and experience new things in you. Thank you, Father, for your word in our lives today. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Can you turn to your neighbor? I want you to give an agreement that I am going to receive revelation knowledge. Tell them to their face. And my life shall be changed. And you shall see it. And be glad. Amen. You may be seated. God bless you. Let's get to work. I'd like for you to get a blank, clean sheet of paper in your notebook. If you are visiting us, please find something to write with, because what you're going to hear this morning is worthy of not only keeping for yourself, but sharing with others. I'm going to be speaking today on how principles and potential are protected by principles. How principles protect purpose and potential. I repeat, how principles protect purpose and potential. I want to give you a subtitle for this session, and that is Principles, the Key to Life and Effective Living. Principles, the Key to Life and Effective Living. Our major goal today is to explore the relationship between principles, purpose, and potential, and to hopefully understand how principles protect purpose and potential. I want to begin with some statements that may be worthy of noting. The first one, everything in life was created for a purpose, with potential to operate by a principle. I repeat, everything in life was created for a purpose, with potential to operate by a principle. In our teaching sessions over the last couple of years, I have been emphasizing the value of purpose. Previous to that, we've dealt with the subject of potential and continuing to do so, because it cannot be exhausted. And one of the things that I hope you learned is that purpose is the cause of creation. Purpose causes the creation of things. I also hope you learned that potential is the ability built into the creation to fulfill its purpose. So I want you to write this down this way. Purpose produces potential. Potential is protected by principle. Please write this down. It's very awesome stuff to teach your children. Purpose produces potential. And potential is protected by principles. Therefore, purpose without potential is frustration. I repeat, purpose without potential is frustration. I want you to take a look at that little note and see if you can understand what it means. Have you ever been given a position but not been given the authority to function in it? Did they ever give you a title but didn't give you the power to carry out the job? How many of you know what I'm talking about? The most frustrating thing is to be called executive manager and they don't let you do nothing. That's called purpose without potential. They gave you the purpose for your position. They tell you that you are a manager, but they didn't give you the powers that come with it. And what happens? You become frustrated because they expect you to perform, but didn't give you the ability to execute. So wherever there's purpose, but no potential, then frustration is the result. Now I want you to write a second interesting principle down. Potential without principle produces destruction. Potential without principles produce destruction. Now that's the other side of the problem. First problem, if you have a position of power without the power, you're frustrated. So you have purpose without potential. The other problem is, if you have purpose, the position, and the power, but you don't have the principles to operate by, you are a dangerous person. You see, principles protect potential and safeguards purpose. In other words, it's not just enough to know your purpose, and it's not just enough to know your potential. We need something to protect you from abusing people with that power. Adolf Hitler. Oh yes, here we go again. A man who had position and power. But he did not operate according to godly principles. The power was still present. The position was obvious. He was in charge. He was Führer, father of the nation of Germany. But the principles were not in place. He was operating on erroneous principles. And what happened? 6 million people were killed. The most dangerous people to be with are powerful people without principles. There are politicians who got power, but no principles. You know, I'd prefer to have someone with principles and no power than to have them with power and no principles. Why? Because they use the power to kill you. There are people on your job who have position and they got power, connections, but they ain't got no principles. So they will eat you alive. They will fire you. They'll destroy you. They'll do all kinds of undercurrent work to undercut you. When you finish, you're out of a job. And they laugh at you on your way out. No principles. I guess you could say that the Lord has introduced me to the third level of life. From potential to purpose, and now to the protection of both principles. Because if you don't understand the principles of life, then life becomes your enemy. Power is innocent. That's why it is so dangerous. Because it depends on whose hands it's in. If that person has no principles, then power becomes a tool of destruction. I want to ask three questions. What is purpose? Second, what is potential? Third, what is principles? I want to answer them and write these answers down very, very concise. First one, purpose is the original intent for creation. That's simplified. Purpose is the original intent for creation. Number two, what is potential? Potential is the inherent ability to fulfill the purpose. I repeat, potential is the inherent ability. That word is important, inherent. It is the inherent ability to fulfill the purpose. Third question, what is principles? Principle is the inherent laws for function of potential. Principles are the inherent laws for functioning the potential. Write these three terms down. Purpose, therefore, is why something exists. That's purpose. Why it exists. Second, potential is what it can do. That's potential. Its ability. What it can do. But principle is different. Principle is how it is to be done. How to do it. So purpose then is why something exists. I have here a guitar. If you will please allow me to touch this guitar, Mr. Guitar Player. This instrument has a purpose in the mind of the manufacturer, who happens to be Fender Incorporated. So the manufacturer built this to fulfill the purpose of producing bass sounds. Everybody got that? Purpose. So when they were desiring a product to fulfill the purpose in their minds, they built this so that it could fulfill the purpose. So they put into it, you see some little circuits here, the potential to produce the sound. So this product has in it the ability, the potential inherent in it to produce sound. However, they also inherently built in to the purpose and the potential a principle by which this is to operate. So we got power, we got purpose, but we also need to obey the principles by which this is supposed to operate. If we disobey or disregard or violate the principles of how to operate this product, then its power will not be a blessing to us. And its purpose will not be fulfilled. Are you with me? I am sure one of the principles of this product is that you must connect it to an amplifier. That's a principle. Secondly, it is an electric base. Electricity. So you cannot fulfill this product's purpose unless you submit it to the principle of electricity. Thirdly, I am certain one of the principles is do not operate near water. Come on. I am certain that's a principle for this product. Do not put in water and play. Because water, the principle of water will work against it. Because water has a principle called conduction. In other words, water has the ability to collect electricity and send it out. That's a principle. That's why you get shocked. That's a principle. You can't bind that out of water. Water got that built in. You can't, you know, cast the electricity out of the water. The water is built to carry and to able to absorb electricity. So if you put an electric instrument in liquid, the liquid will literally sap the energy and transfer it to whatever is in it. So this product that I hold in my hand actually is an example of all three very simple facts and truth. Purpose, bass sounds. Potential, to amplify. Principle, to operate on electricity. These sound simple, but they are very much misunderstood. Now, therefore, you can write this down, no matter who you are, what you can do, or where you're from, you will not be successful without adherence to principles. I repeat, it doesn't matter who you are, where you're from, or what you can do. You will never be successful without adherence or submission to or obedience to principles. This must be driven home into your mind and into your soul today. Principles protect purpose and potential. Principles protect purpose and potential. I know of a very good friend of mine I grew up with. He was one of the bodybuilding champions of our country. We used to work out together. I know you can't believe that, but it's true. I know I look much nicer than him. But at the moment, he's dead. They buried him about 12 years ago. I was so saddened when I heard the news. I was in school. This young man had the potential to become one of the leading bodybuilders, physical bodybuilders in the world. He had won many local titles right here in our country. And I remember when he took his first cigarette. I'll never forget. We were young. We were working out. And one day I met him with a cigarette. And I said, "What are you doing? You are a physical champion. You know the law of the body. You know the principle of the body." He said, "Oh, a little tobacco wouldn't hurt." Do you know, the more he smoked, the less he worked out. And the more he smoked, the less he worked out. And the more he smoked, the less he worked out. And the more he smoked, the less he worked out. And he smoked, and he went out. Point is this, he violated principles, even though he had the potential and even had a purpose. He wanted to be a world champion. He had purpose in his life. Young people, I'm trying to get a message across. You learn a lot about purpose, but that ain't enough. The next step now is to find out how to use the principles to make it from your start to your finish. You may have a dream to get a master's degree. And you are presently in high school. Well, your dream is your purpose. And you got the potential to study. Yes, you got a great brain. And there's unlimited ability in your mind to comprehend the books and to read. You got the potential. But if you're going to make it to your purpose, you've got to obey the rules. You ever heard that word before? Of course, that's the word for prince. It's all connected. So you can't expect to get a master's degree, go into college and spend an all night out at Pizza Hut. You college folks know what I'm talking about. You can't expect to get an accomplished degree if you go to school and just hang out with some boys and some girls and just carouse and waste your parents' money and don't come back with a good grade. You still got your purpose and you still got the potential, but you're violating the principle of discipline, commitment, faithfulness, study. And it destroys the potential and the purpose. Principles protect purpose and potential. I want you to give a little statement, some thought. Violation of principle destroys purpose and potential. Just write that down. It's a very interesting, simple truth. Violation of principle destroy purpose and potential. Can I put it this way? Principle is the principal thing. That's what it is. It's the principal thing. Your dreams don't mean nothing if you break the laws. You could dream all you want, have a big dream, what you want to do, what you want to be, and you could even be aware that you got the ability to do it. But if you don't obey the laws of success, the basic laws of life, then all of your dreams crash on the rocks of disappointment and you are left a hopeless case of despair because you violated the principles that protect this dream and protect the potential that you have. That's why I've been saying in these sessions, don't try to be smart. You can't outsmart life. You cannot outsmart life. You know, the Bible says it in such a wonderful way. This book is awesome. Here's what God says. God says, be not deceived. Man, I like this. This is awesome stuff. God says, you ain't deceiving him. He says, you be not deceived. Why? God is not mocked. Come on, sit tight. He says, you ain't hurting God when you violate a principle of life. God ain't upset. He never changes. He always got a set face. Always God looking. He's always godly. God is not mocked. So we sneak around saying, well, nobody can see me. And then God will forgive me. You don't know what you're saying. There's no way to violate a principle of life and survive. Period. I don't care what you say about grace, what you say about the blood, what you say about Calvary, all these deep religious statements. You don't violate principle and get away. I don't care if you save 3 times, sanctify 20 times, and speak in more tongues than God himself. If you violate a principle, you're going to live with the consequences even though you're forgiven. Come on, let's talk business. I saw a movie not too long ago where this guy ran up on top of a building. And he decided to jump. Do you know what he said before he jumped? Lord, forgive me. And guess what? God forgave him. And there was a great funeral, but God forgave him. Still dead. Forgiven dead. Yes. The principal thing is principle. Principle is the principal thing. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. Why? For whatever a man soweth, my God, so shall he also reap. That was not written to the world. that was written to the church. So don't tip around. They got caught, but not me. I know how to get away. You don't get away. Maybe you did sell that kilo and you got your $100,000. And maybe you get that money stacked away in the bank, but you ain't got away. You never outsmart life. Write it down. Tell your children this. Tell your grandchildren. When they come in the house, don't argue with them. Just say, you cannot outsmart life. If you don't obey me now, I'll see you later coming back limping. You don't succeed violating principles. Can I give you another simplified definition? Write this down. Principles are the way something is to function. That's what it is. Principle is the way something is to function. Say it with me. Principle is the way something is to function. One more time. Principle is the way something is to function. This time, can you say way real loud? Here we go. Principle is the way something is to function. One more time. Principle is the way something is to function. Everybody say the way. Say it again, the way. Say it loud, the way. Drive this home. Come on, say it with me. The way. Principle is the way something is to function. That's the principle of it. So you find the word way all through this manual. As a matter of fact, the way is from the beginning to the end. And even when the way was personified in body, he came and said, hello, you all seem to be operating out of principle. You're having problems. You're being destroyed. Your potential is being prostituted and your purpose is being frustrated. He says, so I have come. I am the way. Oh, you get the point. I am the truth. And if you obey the way according to the truth, then you will experience life. I'm going to bless you now. Those of you watching the TV program, I want you to write this word down. Write the word obedience down. You're going to get a revelation of obedience you ain't never had before. Because I never had it before myself. Everybody say obey. Do you know that obedience is simply the adherence to the principles of a manufacturer? Listen to it. Obedience is submission or adherence to the laws and the principles of a manufacturer. That's obedience. This is very, very serious. The only way to be obedient is to do what the manufacturer says to do about his product. I'm going to say it again. It's very subtle. Obedience is not doing what anyone else says.
That's right.
Obedience is only obedience when you adhere to the principles of the manufacturer of the product. Then you are obedient.
Yes.
A good example. If you bought this guitar, I am certain that the manufacturer would send a manual with the guitar, and he would have in the manual, you're going to get blessed today, his word. Oh, glory to God. And that's all you get from him. His word. Some of you getting it. I can see it on your face. All you got is his word. And his word tells you how to make this work and how to not destroy it. And all you got is what? His word. What's that book full of? His principles of operation. Hallelujah. Now in every manual, there's a page called caution. Come on, somebody. And obedience is directly related to the manufacturer's book, not to your good friend's opinion about this. You don't understand yet. You see, your friend might say, try it in water. And guess what? You could obey your friend. So true obedience got to be completely distinguished from just any kind of obedience. The only way to be obedient is to know the principles of the manufacturer. Everything else is an experiment. And experiments usually explode in your face. So to be obedient, you've got to know the principles of the manufacturer. Can I just remind you of something here? Write the word principle down again. Now I want you to write the root word of the word principle, which is prince. Get it? Prince. Now I want you to write the meaning of the word prince, which is first law. First law. Everybody say first. Say it loud. First. Prince means first. Has it sunk in yet? In other words, obedience is adhering to or doing the first instruction. No, we still ain't got it yet. Anyone else that comes afterwards with an idea, that ain't the truth. That ain't the principle. That's something else. That's something else else. But that ain't principle. Because prince is the first law, the first function, the first directions. I hope you get this. So you cannot invent a principle. Anyone that comes to you and says, well, but you see the Bible is outdated. Now they're messing with God's first. You cannot improve on the first. So you don't bring your own ideas to a manufacturer's product. Hello? You don't decide, well, I bought this refrigerator, but I'm going to operate this in a tree. And I'll put orange juice in the gas tank of the refrigerator. I just feel like using orange juice. I like orange juice. You just can't decide the way you want to do something. So what is obedience? Obedience is very interesting. Obedience is simply adhering to the manufacturer's principles so that you could experience his promise of a good product. Oh, Lord. This is going to bless you today. Think about it. Therefore, when you disobey, dis means to dismiss. The young people say, dis you. When you dismiss the manufacturer's